This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. DuPont is one. Procter & Gamble is another. Pfizer, the drug company, is a third. We could, and yes, I know this is a fourth, but we could throw Caterpillar in there as well. They all reported profits today, all falling short of analysts' best guesses, which is a bad thing, and all of them pointing the finger at the foreign exchange markets. From New York, Marketplace's Stan Alcorn gets us going now with more on the downside of a strong dollar.
The reason for the spike in the dollar is good news. Sameer Samana, global strategist at Wells Fargo, says it's because foreigners want a piece of the American economy.
That's exactly it. So basically, people want to own U.S. assets.
More demand for U.S. assets means more demand for U.S. dollars, something that happens when the U.S. is doing really well or when the rest of the world is in crisis.
I think that's what's surprising people. You know, you're not in a financial crisis, and yet the dollar is doing so well.
The dollar's surprising strength is a weakness for American exporters. It makes their goods more expensive to sell abroad. But something different happens to multinational corporations. They suffer from something that Stephen Englander, a foreign exchange strategist at Citigroup, calls the translation effect.
This translation effect, which most of these companies seem to be pointing to, actually doesn't affect U.S. activity.
Englander says it doesn't affect U.S. activity because it's all about those companies' overseas businesses. Think of a company that owns a business in Europe that has European suppliers and European customers. The strong dollar doesn't impact any aspect of that business until the parent company brings the profits back to the U.S., and some of those profits are lost in translation. Mauro Guillen is a professor of international management at Wharton.
So when they repatriate those profits and turn them into dollars, whatever money they made in euros or they made in yens or they made in any other currency is now worth less in U.S. dollars.
Guillen says that may hurt a company's stock price, but it won't have much of an impact on the broader U.S. economy.
An investor based in the United States who is invested in an index such as the Dow Jones will feel a relatively small effect.
Guillen says the bigger effect of a strong dollar is a positive one. It makes it cheaper to buy everything from Saudi oil to French wine. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Not all earnings today were dismal. We should say that two, in fact, stand out. Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer announced after the bell that she is going to spin off the rest of her company's shares in Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce behemoth you may have heard about. It's a $40 billion transaction to the benefit of Yahoo shareholders. Also, Apple. Oh, my goodness, Apple. Earnings, needless to say, were quite spiffy. As just one example, the company sold 74.5 million iPhones last quarter, which means when you add it all up, the iPhone alone on a quarterly basis is a bigger business than Microsoft and Google combined. Think about that.